is a burning thing.
Welcome to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. My name is Mason, and I will be putting the spotlight on Johnny Cash. Cash was born to poor cotton farmers in Kingsland, Arkansas on February 26, 1932. Cash rose to fame in the mid-1950s when he released his first songs in June of 1955 titled Hey Porter.
Hey Porter, hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line?
And Cry, Cry, Cry.
You're gonna cry, 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 and you cry alone.
With Cash's career taking off, he began drinking heavily and abusing drugs. So much so that the image he portrayed to the world was that of someone who had been to prison. But that wasn't the case. In an interview with Bob Costas in 1988, Cash addressed the misconception.
I have people come up and say, my brother was with you in Folsom Prison. I say, at the concert? No, doing time. I said, I never did time in prison, but I did a lot of concerts in prison.
Although he did not spend time in prison, Cash did have multiple interactions with the police.
In Nevada, when you work in the state of Nevada, you have to fill out this long form about your past. In 1975, when I went to work at the Hilton, one of the questions down near the bottom was, have you ever been incarcerated in jail? There's five spaces there that you can put down. I had to use the back of the page because I had seven that came to mind. So that's enough to make people think I've been in prison, I guess.
By the early 1970s, Cash had established his image as the man in black, as he would often perform in all black suits. In 1971, Cash embraced this image by releasing Man in Black.
You wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back.
By 1980, Cash became the youngest inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame at the age of 48. Although in the 80s, Cash's records failed to make a major impact on the country music charts. By the mid-80s, Cash began recording and touring with the Highwaymen, which was comprised of Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson. The Highwaymen made three hit albums in their time together.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
In an interview in June of 1993, Cash was asked what his goals were at the time.
I don't set my goals too high now at this time in my life. My goals are to live each day and to keep doing what we're doing. June and I we work hard and we travel more than we really want to, but we're doing exactly what we really want to do with our lives right now. Now, it may not be the case a year from now or 5 years from now, but right now we're doing what we want to do with our lives. And that a person who can say, I like my job, I want to keep doing what I'm doing, there are not too many. People always want to move on to something else. We do a little acting. We did a TV Western that both of us are in, and we've done seven movie of the week for television, and we do that once in a while. We do TV specials and appearances like they're coming up in Washington for the 4th of July celebration. Things, kind of high points of the year, like this Academy of Achievement is a high point of our year for us.
In Cash's final interview on August 20th, 2003, Cash was asked about what June Carter wanted him to do after she passed away in May of 2003.
She told me in the hospital, said, go to work. I said, what are you talking about? She said, don't worry about me. Go to work. Huh. And at the funeral, I could almost hear her saying, go to work. 3 days after the funeral, everybody said, you're crazy. But 3 days after the funeral, I was in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, and I stayed in the studio for 2 weeks. And it was great therapy for me, and I think I accomplished more in that couple of weeks than in most of the other year combined.
Finally, in the same interview, Cash alluded to his life not going on much longer.
Oh, I expect my life to end pretty soon. You know, I'm 71 years old. And I have great faith, though. I have unshakable faith. I've never been angry with God. I've never been... I've never turned my back on God, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I never thought that God wasn't there. So He is my counselor. He's my wisdom. All the good things of my life come from Him.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think we go afterwards?
Where do we go? When we die, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we all hope to go to heaven.
Johnny Cash passed away September 12, 2003. You just listened to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.